Benishchai, Parashas Yitro, Tzitzit. Pasuk, Yitro, Parasha, it's Kaf, 20, Pasuk Kaf Alaf, 21. Pasuk 21. Mizbeach Adama Taseri. Make for me, says Kodesh Baruch Hu, a Mizbeach of Adama, of earth. V'zavachta Alav et Olatecha, and sacrifice on it your Olot, your burnt offerings at Shlamecha, your peace offerings at Sonecha, your sheep at Bekarecha, your cattle, B'chol Mokom Asher, in any place Asher Askir et Shemi, I mention my name, Avo Elecha, I will come to you, any place you mention my name, I will come, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elecha to you, Uberachticha, and bless you. It says, Nearly, says the Ben Ishchai, B'siyat Dishmaya, Amur Rabotenu Zichrono Levracha, in Zvachim Numches Amud Aleph, Mechuba ba'adama shelo yivnehu agabi amudim. It says mechuba ba'adama, has to be connected to the ground. It says mizbeach adama taseri shelo yivnehu agabi amudim. You can't build it in the air on like foundations. Vahatam, and the reason bnei shakorbanot, the korbanot hem, they themselves letzorech biru nitzotzot kedusha. There for us to mvarer the holy sparks shnit arvu bedomim that are mixed in that which is domem is domem someach v'chayim adabe domem domem is that which is stones. That which doesn't have any life, right, so to speak. Somer is that which is like a plant. Chai, chai is an animal. Umedaber is man. Hadomem hu atachton. That's the lowest. Shebo matchil habiru. From there begins the biru. The biru means it means to clarify, to bring out. There's a tarovis of these holy sparks, these nitzotz of kedusha, in the world, right? And we, through doing mitzvahs or certain actions, we cause these things to separate from the klipa, from the lower worlds, and come up to our higher worlds. And in through doing, coming to higher worlds, they bring on a tremendous shefa, tremendous influence and chibur and connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu to the lower worlds. And that's the way we fix the lower world. The worlds become connected to its creator through us. Be mevara the lower sparks that bring on a higher influence into the lower worlds. V'lekach, and therefore, hamizbeach shebo naasit melechet habiru, the mizbeach through which is done this biru, this separation of these holy sparks, tzarech shiye mechuba ba'adama, it has to be connected with the ground, shu chelek hadomim. That's the biru of the domim, the stones, the earth. That's the biru of the earth, those things which are not alive. Ulezeh amar, and to this we say, v'zavachta alav, you shall sacrifice on it, olatecha, your burnt offerings, v'etshlamecha, and your peace offerings, i.e., v'etzonecha, bekarecha, your sheep and cattle, shezacha, Arba Dvarim mentions four things. Keneged Arba Mine Biru. Four types of Biru, of separation of the holy sparks. Shem Min HaDomim. From the Domim, the stones, the rock, etc. Tzomer, that which is life like plantage. Chai, animals. Umedaber, human beings. V'kumo Shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal Be'etz Chaim. Like the Arizal mentions in Etz Chaim. D'bichlalut HaKrava. In the general HaKrava, general korban that we're bringing, this hakrava, this korban, to sacrifice it, yesh arba chalakim, there are four portions, shehem, domem, samer, chayim, edaveh, these four sections that we spoke about. V'kaniska b'shah kitzu atzilus, like we mentioned in the shah kitzu atzilus, b'shah kitzu atzilus b'riya yitziru asir, perek beis, the second perek, ayin sham, v'amah od, B'chol makom asher askir et shmi, any place I mention my name, kloma, taseh ha-mitzvah b'shlemus, That means every time the Kodesh Baruch Hu mentions his name, what do you mention his name? He mentions if you do the mitzvah b'shleimus in its completion, in a completely proper way, so his name is mentioned. Hamaisa, how you do it in completion, you do the action, the dibur, v'akavana, the action, the speech, and the thinking, v'amachshava, the kavana of the mitzvah, and the thinking of the mitzvah, ureusa, and the rotzen of the mitzvah, right? The libo, the rotzen of your heart, shehem keneged arba otiyot shel havaya, that's keneged the four letters of havaya, v'kotso shel yud, which is the reusa, the libo, right? Reusa, the libo, is kot shel yud, machshava is the yud, hakavana is the hey. Hadibu is the vav, and the maisa is the final hey, malchus. V'zehu, askirat shemi. If you do b'shleimus with all these kavanas, that's askirat shemi, shem avaya, which is represented down in b'shleimus. Kloman, shura'ui la'askir alav. It's fitting to mention on it et shemi, my name. Why? Because you did all these things, which are expression of my name. Mikoach shleimus hachamisha, because of the completion of these five actions or five things. Shenaniskarim, shenasu bo, that was done it, which is all these things we mentioned. Rotzen, machshava, kavana, dibu, and maisa. Va'az, and therefore, avo elecho berachtika, and therefore will happen, I'll come to you and I'll bless you. Ashpia lacha, bracha min shefa, I will influence you. Shefa min hachamisha bechinot shel arba otiyot. Shefa from these five aspects in the four letter of my name, of Avaya, v'kotso shel yud, which is the fifth concept, right, of Reusa Deliba, Rotzen, will. Shem sod keta, this is keta is against Rotzen, chochma is against machshava, bina is against kavana, tiferes is dibu, and malchus is maisa, right? So, he's basically saying when a person brings on a korban, right, there's the aspect of four things that he's mevara, right? And these four things, if he does them with these five actions in shleimus, right, rotzen, kavana, machshava, thinking, kavana, like in like to have the right intention, speech and action, then that itself, where the bureau of these Nitzotzos Kedush will bring in a great big shefa, and that's I'll be mashpi on you, shefa min, from the Shem Hashem, from these five bechinas, right? So when a person does an mitzvah, an avoda, with these five elements in it, the shefa will come from these five letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kutso Shul, the Kots of Yud, which represents the rotzen of his heart. Va'am od, and he says od. Im mizbeach avonim taseli. So the pasuk says, if you make a mizbeach avonim, that's the hemshech of the pasuk, right? Lo tivne etzhen gazit, you shouldn't build it with like cut rocks. Ki chorbecha hinafta ale, your sword, you swaved on it, v'techalaleha, and you'll be mechalal the kedusha of the mizbeach, right? So it says here, Ramaz v'zeh, hints in this, al ha-tefillah, speaking about the tefillah, shebizman she'ein beis ha-migdash kayam, we don't have beis ha-migdash, yepiv shel adam, the mouth of a person, b'mokom ha-mizbeach, his mouth is instead of the mizbeach, v'atfilas, b'mokom ha-korbonos, and his prayer, in place of the korbonos, like the rabbis tell us, tefillot connected to medium tiknum. The tefillos is against the korbanos, the tamid, shobein arbaim, shoshacharis, shobein arbaim, right? V'yadua, and it's known, ki ha'otiyot nikraim b'sefi yetzira, and the letters which are called in sefi yetzira, b'shem avanim, they're called the avanim of the world, the building blocks of the world. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. Kemo shekatu, shlosha avonim bonim shishabatim. Three bricks build shishabatim. Speaking about Chabad, right? The Chochma Bino Das builds shishabatim from Chesed to Yisod. Va'aba avonim and four avonim bonim kaf darat batim build 24 batim v'chulei. That's the Sefer Yetzirah. V'atfiles hem otiot. Atfiles, they are these letters, these building blocks. V'lechein ha-peh, the mouth, shebo binyan ha-tfiles, in which we build the tfiles, shu mokum ha-mizbech, the place of our altar, the altar itself. Koreoto mizbeach avanim. It's called the mizbeach of avanim because our mount is this mizbeach where we have these avanim, these letters. Lo tivnet en gazit. You shouldn't make these letters with gazit. What does that mean? Shetotzia otiyot vatevat shleimim. Say them fully, correctly. Lo tivla et otiyot. Don't absorb one in the other. Shebezeh ata chotech et otiyot. You cut the letters. Vatevot lechatzain, half, because you're saying it very quickly. Ki chorbecha, zaloshin, which is the chorban. Chorbecha, the tongue is like a knife. You can cut people up with your tongue, right? Vehenaftale, you were menif on these letters. Shemapil otiot minatevot, you remove letters from the table because you're saying it quickly, you're cutting them off. Vegam tevot min apsukim, and sometimes words from the psukim you don't say. Kekemach hadak, like kemach, thin kemach, hanofel v'yored min anafah, that falls through the sieve. Ubezet techalaleha, you be mechalal, your tefillah, you make it chulin. Shevo advarim l'day chilu v'kafranut, it'll become something chulin, something not holy. Kemo sha'amru, yadgish ha'ayin, you have to be madgish the ayin. Baal ha-gvurot, Baal ha-gvurot. You should mention the ayin in the Baal ha-gvurot. Shelo yivula, you shouldn't be absorbed, the ayin. Ve'ome baal gvurot. Baal means not gvurot. He doesn't have gvurot, chas v'shalom. Ve'ken yadgish ha-alef, kishome me'et Hashem. Right? From Hashem. Shelo yivula. Shelo yivula. It won't be absorbed, right? Shelo yivula. V'nishma kafranut. Chas v'shalom. You're a kofer, chas v'shalom. V'kilu rabot b'dvarim shebetfila hen. And many things in tefillah is this way. Because yivula ha'otiyot. If you absorb the otiyot or atevot, that's by madvarim l'day chilu. They come to be something else. It means something else, which could be chas v'shalom, kafranut. Could be negation of the truth. I say Baal Gvurot, instead of saying he's the Baal Gvurot, he's a strong person, you say Baal Gvurot, he's without strength. Okay?